4 in 5 self-employed workers living in poverty. Maddie Steeds, lead Socialist Party. Almost 80% of self-employed workers are living in poverty, according to Tax Research UK. The bosses and their politicians told workers that being self-employed would give us more flexibility, for example, to choose when you work, so you can balance work and family life. However, the reality is far from the rosy picture painted by the government. The promises of freedom in being a freelance worker have hidden a loss of financial security. Instead, these workers make 40% less than employees. Profiteers like the owners of Uber and Deliveroo have used the promise of flexible hours to cut pay and increase their own profits. This system of employment reflects a regression back to 19th century work practices, where workers were only paid for each item they produced, rather than the time and effort put into making it. Workers are not taking this lying down, though. Anger and strikes have forced the Tories to launch an investigation into gig economy firms. Although it is unlikely this boss's government will do anything meaningful to prevent this exploitation. However, workers can strike together to demand better treatment, as exemplified by the Deliveroo driver's successful strike. Collective action is also necessary to win rights such as sick pay and holiday pay. The Socialist Party fights for an end to zero-hour contracts. Instead, we want flexible hours on workers' terms, not the bosses. We say no to phony self-employment, and yes to well-paid secure jobs for all, union recognition, and employment rights from day one.